said Ortheris, making a dash at Malvina's pipe, capturing it and holding it at arm's length. "I'll chuck it across the ditch if you don't let me go." "You marauding heathen, 'tis the only cutty I've ever loved. Handle or tender, I'll chuck you across the nullah. If that pipe was brock, I'll give her back to me, sir." Ortheris had passed the treasure to my hand. It was an absolutely perfect clay, as shiny as the black ball at pull. I took it reverently, but it was firm. "Will you tell us about the ghost fight, if I do?" I said. "Is it the story that's troubling you?" "Of course I will. I meant to all along. I was only getting at me own way, as Pop Doggle said when they found him, trying to ram a cartridge down the muzzle. Arturus, fall away." He released the little Londoner, took back his pipe, filled it, and his eyes twinkled. He has the most eloquent eyes of anyone that I know. "Did I ever tell ye," he began, "that I wasn't the devil of a man?" "Ye did," said Leroy, with a childish gravity that made Ortheris yell with laughter, for Mulvaney was always impressing upon us his great merits in the old days. "Did I ever tell ye," Mulvaney continued calmly, "that I was once more of a devil than I am now?" "Maria, you don't mean it," said Ortheris. "When I was a corporal, I was reduced afterward, but as I was saying, when I was a corporal, I was a devil of a man." He was silent for nearly a minute, while his mind rummaged among old memories and his eye glowed. He bit upon the pipe stem and charged into his tale.